Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Maisus Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are starting at the top of the Amud with the brand new halacha, halacha Beis, and the Vilna source of the office on Yotes Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Mim Sar Bas Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says Tinukas Shetamnu Teinim LShabbos, little kids that hid figs away for Shabbos. Bishachol Asra, and they forgot to take off Maiser. Lo Yechol Matzah Shabbos Achi Asru. They're not allowed to eat the Matzah Shabbos until Maisha separated. Of course, they're not allowed to be on Shabbos at all because one can't take off Maiser on Shabbos. And the Chiddush is that Shabbos is a Kaveya, and so they're not allowed to eat the Matzah Shabbos until Maisha taken off. Another din with figs, Kalkala Shabbos, a basket of figs or fruit or produce for Shabbos. Beshamim Poitin, Beshamim says Potter for Meiser, or Beshamim Chayiv, Mesel says Chayiv. And this machlokes is whether or not there's a chiv to take off Meiser even during the week before it's Shabbos. According to Beshamim, there's no chiv to take off Meiser because it's not Shabbos yet, and this is meant for Shabbos. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, since it's meant for Shabbos, that makes it Chashuv, and therefore there's ready kvias now during the week. And Rabbi Huda says, Afalekit Kalkala Shalech Chaveroi, Lo Yachalaji Aser. Even if a person picks a basket and he intends to send it to his friend, he's not allowed to eat from it until he takes off Meiser, because that act that he wants to send to his friend puts a chashivus on this basket of produce, and so he's not allowed to eat until he takes off Meiser. Now going on to olives, if a person takes a whole bunch of olives from the vat, we've had this vat before, this is where all the olives were put into to heat up and get soft and ready for pressing, so he took a whole bunch of olives from there, he could dip them one by one into salt and eat them, that's considered eating them aray, so there's no problem. However, malach v'nosal lefanov, chayiv, if he salted all them first and then he put them in front of him, he's chayiv. Even if he eats them one by one, he would have to take off Meiser. That's because it's considered an achilas keva. Reb Lezer differentiates. Let's say the person is tamei and he took them in hamatana tahar from a vat of olives, which is tahar, chayiv. He is chayiv to take off Meiser, even if he's going to be eating them one by one. That's because the moment he touches them, they become tamei, and he's not able to put them back into the vat, even if he doesn't want them. And so that means that there's automatically kvias now, even before he ate them, and again, even if he's going to be eating them one by one. However, when a tamei, if he took them from a tamei vat, potter, they're Potter for Meiser, Mibnei Shu Machzer Samoiser, because he's going to be returning the extra olives. And remember, he's Tame and the olives are Tame, so he's able to put back whatever he doesn't eat, and therefore there's not a kvias yet. Now moving on to wine, Shreisen al Gas, Ben al Chamin, Ben al Tzoinin, Upater, Divra Meir. Rav Meir says a person could drink wine over the wine press, even though he's diluting it, either with hot or with cold water, and that's considered a Shsias Arai. However, Rabbi Lazar Reb Tzadik is Mechayev him to take off Meiser, and that's because he's afraid that the person's going to step away from the press, and that's already considered drinking in a keva fashion, or Zvachamim say, Alachamin Chayiv. If he dilutes it with warm water, so then he's Chayiv, because he's not going to pour that diluted wine back into the press. Let's say he doesn't finish the cup and he doesn't know what to do with it and he doesn't want to spill it on the floor. He's not going to pour it back into the wine press because wine diluted with warm water is going to ruin whatever wine is in the press. However, Val Tzainin, if he diluted it with cold water, Potter, it's Potter from Meiser, because whatever extras he has will be poured back in, and therefore it's not considered like he's drinking in a keva fashion. It's still considered Arai. And then where it tells us, a child that covered a basket over in order to bring it to the marketplace, that's kaveh for Meiser, it's considered tevel. In essence, what's this telling us? In a situation where just the simple machshava, just the thought process of a gadol is miskayim, so in that same situation, if we have a maisa of a katon, that has the same effect. Let's just explain this in greater detail. In the first parak, we learned that covering a basket is gemar malacha for Meiser when it will be brought to the shuk, and if he won't be covering it, then it's when he's malakit kol tzarchai. Now, this is only with a gadol, whose machshava could be kaveya, meaning just as machshava, that I'm malakit kol tzarchai, I picked everything I want, is a kaveya, and now it's chayv in meiser. But a katan doesn't have machshava alone, and we need a maisa as well. And that's where Rav Hamnun is telling us, that when we have a maisa from the katan, which is an expression of his machshava, the hainu, covering the basket, is the maisa, which expresses his machshava, that this is all I want, that's a kaveya for meiser. However, I'm down on base on top, Rav Zair asks the following question. Isn't machshava of even the gadol not considered mekoyim until he actually brings the produce to the marketplace? Meaning, even though we follow the machshava of a gadol, still any basket that he has is not going to be considered tevel until he actually brings it to the marketplace. Because let's say he fills the basket, but then he decides to bring it home, so it's not considered tevel yet until he brings it home. And therefore, even just the machshava of the gadol is not sufficient. And with kavasa, similarly, ein ma'aser shel katan miskayimin ad shiftach l'shok. The ma'aser of the katan shouldn't be good enough until he actually brings the basket to the marketplace, and it's not sufficient enough just to cover it. That's not a significant enough maisa from the katan. Now that we have this dinner of Rav Hamnuna, the Gemara continues, Masnisa pligal Rav Hamnuna, our Mishnah seems to be not like Rav Hamnuna. What did our Mishnah say? Tinaka shatan muta'in l'shabbos v'shachu l'asron, lo yechol matzah shabbos ad she'is asru. Kids hid figs away for Shabbos and they forgot to take off maiser, so they're not allowed to be eaten on matzah Shabbos until maiser is taken off. And over here, we only have a machshava from the kids. We don't have a maisa. The machshava is they picked them for Shabbos. And nonetheless, we see the machshava of a katan katan is a kaveya, clearly not like Rav Hamnuna. And so Rav Zeira answers, b'shem Rav Hamnuna, tifter, we can explain the Mishnah as follows, b'shaliktum im dimdu mechama, we're talking about where the kids pick them all the way at the end of the day, right before Shabbos, v'yichiach ma'isa shalahen al-machshav asan, and this ma'isa of when they pick them and gather them is ma'chiach what their machshava was. Since they picked them right before Shabbos, clearly that shows that their machshava is, they want them for Shabbos, so here we actually do have a ma'isa and a machshava. However, we continue asking, less adap legal to Rabbi Yechanan, isn't our Mishnah not like Rabbi Yechanan? To Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, HaShabbos Tavelis, Shabbos is Tavel. This is machlokes we had between Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish in the second parak. If a person picked produce not intending that it's for Shabbos, and now comes Shabbos, is it Chayiv in Ma'aser? And Rabbi Yechanan says that yes, Shabbos is Tavel. Again, even though his tension wasn't that it's going to be for Shabbos. But what do we learn from our Mishnah? Mibnei Shaliktim LaShabbos. The reason why these figs that the kids gather are Chayiv in Ma'aser is because they gather them for Shabbos. Mashma, Homliktim Shalai LaShabbos Loi. That if they didn't pick them for Shabbos, then they're not Chayiv in Ma'aser even once Shabbos comes. Clearly not like Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan answers, B'shem Rav Hamnuna, Afilu Liktim LaShabbos, even if they were picked for Shabbos, Oichel Mehen Arai LaErev Shabbos, they can be eaten Arai Erev Shabbos. In other words, all the Mishnah is saying is that they're not Chayiv Ma'aser until Shabbos arrives. But even if they weren't picked for Shabbos, Shabbos is still a Kaveya. So Mishnah is not questioning Rabbi Yechanan. However, now we flip the question around. Afilu Al Rav Shimon Lakish Lasi Pliga, isn't our Mishnah also not like Rish Lakish? And what would that be? V'loy Tinoikos Inon, aren't we referring to kids? V'afilu Liktim LaShabbos, even if they did pick them for Shabbos, Kamisha Liktim Shaloi LaShabbos. It's really as if they picked them not for Shabbos. We know according to Rish Lakish that Shabbos is not a Kaveya if they were not picked for Shabbos. Well, the Mishnah talks to these kids who picked figs, and since we don't follow the Machshava of a Katan, it's as if they were picked just for the week. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says that Shabbos is Tovel. And so we have the same answer that we had before. Rabbi Yossi says, B'shem Rav Hila, Tifter, we can explain as follows. Shiliktim Udim Dume Chama. These figs were picked all the way at the end of the day. V'yichiach Maisa Shalahem HaMachshavasan. And their Maisa is Mechiach on their Machshava. Since they picked them right before Shabbos, clearly that shows that their Machshava is they want them for Shabbos, and we're not able to say that they weren't picked for Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.